This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The city and county of Honolulu is currently in Tier 3 of our state's reopening strategy. Pandemic restrictions across several industries on Oahu have been loosened. But what does this mean for local businesses and nonprofits? The Conversation's Russell Subiono spoke with the head of two local fitness facilities to gauge the impact.
That's a group exercise class at the YMCA of Honolulu, an activity that went silent after the COVID-19 pandemic made it to our state a year ago. Earlier this month, the city and county of Honolulu moved from Tier 2 into Tier 3 of the state's reopening strategy. The move impacted a handful of local industries, one of which were gyms. They were allowed to increase capacity from 25% to 50%, and double the attendance of indoor fitness classes from 5 to 10. The YMCA of Honolulu has 8 branches across Oahu, the most of any fitness facility chain. Their president and CEO, Greg Weibel, explained Tier 3's significance.
So we will be able to obviously serve our members easier, allowing additional access to our health and wellness facilities and programs. That increase from 25% to 50% adds that additional opportunities. Our group exercise classes, which is some of the favorite parts of what people come to the Y for, has also a significant change, which will allow up to 10 people in indoor and outdoor classes. And we're known for the wide variety of classes that we provide, as well as in the pool classes, and it's for all ages, abilities, interests, and we have over 80 of those classes per week. So that will be significant for us. The other thing that we're doing that will be a change is we used to require a reservation to access the YMCA, just to make sure that we had significant capacity. We're waiving those reservations that are needed, and so now people will be able to come on their own time. But to do that, we're adding another procedure, a check-in and check-out, so we actually can monitor exactly how many people are inside our facility at all times, and if we're at our capacity, then we'll ask people to wait outside. We're going to keep doing a reservation system for our group exercise classes and pools, just to allow members to, with that certainty of knowing that they're going to have a space and a place in those particular programs, which are, you know, more limited in size.
While all businesses were impacted by 2020's economic shutdown due to the pandemic, small businesses were especially hit hard. Even as Hawaii's businesses started reopening at the end of last year and the island began moving up the tiers of the state's reopening strategy, many gyms were forced to adapt to new rules, the biggest of which was the mask mandate. Bryant Powers owns CrossFit Oahu. He detailed how his business and members adapted.
That's how it is at our spot. You have the mask not only on, but over your nose. And if you need to take it off, you go outside. I think, obviously, it'd be better and easier not to work out with a mask on. But if the choice is to work out and enjoy what you've been doing, and you just have to have the mask on, it's really after, like, I would say 2 weeks, not that big a deal. In terms of the annoyingness of it, you're always going to be slower paced, and it, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder in that regard. And then obviously we could go into details of what masks are probably a little bit better to not feel like they're getting sucked into your mouth or getting completely drenched and stuff like that. And the crazy thing too about the mask is we're starting to get more drop-in visitors. I mean, historically at Honolulu, we have probably between 80 and 100 drop-ins a month for people that want to do CrossFit from like Waikiki or traveling military. And they've all been really good with the mask too, even if they came from like Texas or something where, you know, you don't have to wear the mask. Everybody kind of respected that and has been really good with it.
YMCA of Honolulu's members also adapted to working out in masks. Greg Weibel shared some tips.
They haven't been in and been using a mask while exercising. So you can use a surgical mask, which allows a little bit easier to breathe. And then we also are recommending there's this kind of face covering that goes underneath your mask, which allows just a little bit more airflow. And so we've been showing people how to do that and allows for that additional easier breathing while you're working out. At first it might seem a little bit difficult or challenging or just different to work out using a mask, but our members get used to it. I've gotten used to that as well. And that's just our current reality.
As our state moves forward through the pandemic and we look toward reaching the next tier of the state's reopening strategy, CrossFit Oahu's Bryant Powers shared what he was looking forward to most.
Oh, man. So March 18th is when we shut down. We shut down a few days early, I think, before the official thing. We had set, talking about community events, we had set up, I made a giant 4x8 sheet, and it was a 2-scale drawing of paddling on the rower, the meters from Niihau, obviously wouldn't do it this way in real life, but going from Niihau to Kauai, and then all the way across the different channels of the Hawaiian Isles. So we added up the meters that you would have to row, and we got groups of 2 or 4 people to make teams, and you could check off the boxes on this giant chart on the wall. Because after class, you could stay and row some more meters, so you could go basically row across all of the channels of the Hawaiian Isles, so you're ending at the Big Island. And we only had that up for like 2 days before we had to shut down. So I'm excited to bring that back, because that's a fun thing to do after class, is just to kind of see, like you're talking about, like work with your partner and also see like where other people stayed and did 5,000 meters after class or something. So I'm excited to get that back.
As the head of the island's largest group of fitness facilities, Weibel also talked about his hope for the YMCA of Honolulu and its members.
You know, we are a social service nonprofit organization, and we continue to evolve based on what community asks us to do. The pandemic was no different. So while we had been doing some things historically, the pandemic brought us new ways to think about serving the community and new needs in the community. And so as we roll forward and think about what is it that the community needs from us, so beyond the health and wellness, we're going to continue to do both virtual, in-person. We've actually started reaching out and calling our kapuna, really thinking differently about how we reach people and what access looks like, as well as we're providing lots of opportunities for kids, of course. So if we think about the learning challenges that they've experienced over the past year, we know that our kids have fallen behind academically. And the Y is a place where we serve kids their social and emotional well-being, as well as we add an educational component to our service delivery. So we know that that's what our community is going to need from us. Right now, we're going to double down on our kids and their future to make sure that they get to a better place and a different side of this pandemic. And we are also really focused on our kapuna. We know that they have had lots of isolation, lots of stress. They've taken it, had to take on a hard part of this pandemic. And we know that the Y is a safe place for them, as well as their community. Many of them consider it their second home. And so we're going to figure out how to do that, again, in person, as well as virtually or on the phone.
That was Greg Weibel of the YMCA of Honolulu and Bryant Powers of CrossFit Oahu. They were talking Tier 3 impacts with the conversation's Russell Subiono.